This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? How did you celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, MLK Day, Monday? I know we're farther in the week. I didn't ask this question earlier, but I'm just curious. How'd you celebrate it? Did you do something? You know, because here's the thing. The left, they celebrate it because, like, hey, we got Monday off. Woo! You know, we got a day off. Kids are like, you know, they don't really understand it. It's just kind of a, we know it's a holiday. It's kind of a pander. Don't misunderstand me. Dr. King, Reverend King, was an amazing man, and he deserves all that attention. But a guy, he sent me a note. I don't remember whether it was Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, but it was like, hey, Kevin, happy MLK Day. And I was like, what? You know, white dude, happy MLK Day. What do you mean happy MLK? Like, it's for you, Kevin. And I'm thinking, this day is not just for me. This is a day of everything. So it was funny because I wasn't thinking. I was kind of, and I mean, I went completely, not completely, but I kind of went leftist. Like, was that, are you trying to say I'm black and you happy, wishing me a happy MLK Day? And now I'm not mad at him. I'm just kidding around. So I said, what do you say back to that? Happy George Washington Day to you? You know, what do I say? So I said, hey, same back at you. It's our day. It isn't a day for blacks. I know that's what people say. Oh, Kevin, it's Black History Month. Coming up, February. And so we've got to start it off. We kick it off. We give you a little appetizer. Here's a day for you to savor. Ooh, I love the smell of my day. MLK Day. It's always a reminder that in a few weeks, it's going to be Black History Month. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, America, for giving me Black History Month, a month I get to mock. Gays want their, oh, we want to teach our history because we have a funny way of having sex with people. Oh. I mean, what? Look, when I learned history about so-and-so, whoever it may be, I didn't learn, oh, he was a heterosexual. I may have presumed it. And if gays are going, you shouldn't always presume that someone is heterosexual. Okay. You win. Now I question everything. I used to presume that two dudes walking together or two chicks hanging out together were just, you know, on a friend's night out. That's what I used to assume. Now I go, I don't know what the heck that is. Should I ask that guy out or ask him for directions? You know, I mean, personally, I'm kind of upset about it. Because I would rather you just not think about me in any particular way. If it's a group of guys out, I never thought to myself, I wonder which of those guys is gay. Statistically, one of them is gay. Do they know? Maybe they're all gay. You know, I just went, hey, there's some fellas hanging out together. There's some girls hanging out together, whatever. So you don't know. Y'all looking at me, Kevin, where are you going? You don't know. That's all I'm saying. You get a bunch of folks hanging out together, black folks hanging out together. Well, we're celebrating MLK Day, aren't we? Did you do that? If there were more than three black people hanging out together, you were not just friends. Oh, no, no, no. Don't try to pull that off on me. You might get away with that with white folks. You were hanging out together because it was MLK Day. You were celebrating your blackness. Okay. Happy MLK Day. I'm not mad at him. I'm not. Because I get it. You know, it's a tribute. Kevin, you know, maybe he's saying, I hold you in the same esteem as Reverend Martin Luther King, which would really be a compliment. As opposed to, Kevin, I hold you in the same esteem as Justice Clarence Thomas. That would be a, you know, them would be fighting words, right? Not for me. I happen to really enjoy the company of Justice Clarence Thomas, which, by the way, historically, that does not mean I'm gay. Because there are people that are going, Kevin said on his radio show that he enjoyed the company of Justice Clarence Thomas. He's gay and he liked older black men. I'm just saying, if the left were left to their own demise, that's what they would say.
Kevin said that, therefore, he potentially could be gay. Let's rewrite the history books on that guy, Kevin Jackson. He gets on his radio show and talks like Obama from time to time.
Well, MLK Day. What'd you do? I chastised all my white friends on MLK Day. I did. I sent them texts going, what? You can't wish your brother happy MLK Day? What's up with you, racist? I just wanted to see which of them would really get it, you know, take offense. Like, what? Hey, Kevin, I'm really sorry, man. I mean, I realize it was like your birthday or something, dude. I mean, no, none of them did it. A couple of them went, ha ha ha. You thought you got us. We're smarter than that, Kevin. Good for y'all. I was testing. Just understand this, radio audience. I will test you from time to time. I want to see what you're about. I want to see if the lessons are clicking in. Because, you know, I can't just let you just run on your own. I can't just let, periodically there's a pop test because let's just face it. You're subject to slip. You will slip back. You will creep. There's always tests. There's so much to talk about today and every day for the record. I truly am. I get so, I don't want to say disgusted because that's not the word. That's not the right word. I truly don't know what to say to you today or any day. We look at everything that's going on. I'll give you an example of a topic that I want to talk about today. And it just came up. Just out of the blue. Because I prepped the show. We prepped the show. It was like everybody kind of got their inputs. And I was like, okay, I think we blocked it pretty well. You know, we got 12 segments. Intros, outros, whatever. Some are connected. And we're going, okay, we're good to go. Then suddenly I get something across my feed. Transphobic. It's transphobic not to date the transgender. And I thought, what an interesting topic. I want to get into that. I've been on this crap hole thing just ever since supposedly Trump said it, and then we find out, no, he didn't even say it. Dick Durbin, he just kind of stretched it out there to see what he was saying. Oh, this crap hole. So I want to cover that. I want to cover the nonsense. Like, for example, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Supposedly, the nuclear, the place where they did the nuclear test in North Korea fell into the ocean. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how. You would think it would do a tsunami, but apparently it caved in. They can show where it caved in, and it may be in the ocean. It was right along the ocean floor. I don't know. So there's that. There's all kinds of things that came up after we put the show together. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. You can find us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was at my parents' house about a month ago. I was watching TV with my dad, right? And they had the Gay Pride Parade was on that weekend. Whatever makes you happy. And they were showing, they had a live feed, not like a live feed, but like they were showing. They were showing the parade, right? We're watching the parade, right? And then all of a sudden, these three gay Indian guys came on the screen, right? They appeared, right? So I'm watching it, right? And these three gay Indian guys are like, hey, we're Indian and we're gay! We represent the gay South Asian community! And my dad looks at me and he goes, that is disgusting. Do you know them? I said, why the hell would I know them? Because they are of the gay, and you are in the entertainment business. Then my dad started to get really irritated with them, because they just kept showing them on the screen. It didn't really bother me, because it's just, it's gay pride, and they're just being proud and gay, right? So my dad started to get really irritated with them, going, this is wrong. We should not have gay Indians. Indian men should not be gay. We got a population crisis over there. We could use a couple of homos in India right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I brought up a topic in the first segment, which is I saw this thing that came across one of my different feeds, and it said it's transphobic not to date transgender. And I thought to myself, okay, we got another thing we got to be concerned about now in America, because here's the deal. If I'm a young man and I'm coming up, you know, coming of age, and, you know, I'm out there, you know, looking for women, I'm not going to look for somebody that's transgender. It isn't necessarily against them per se. I'm just not into the transgender. So they say, well, Kevin, you're transphobic. And I'm going, no, I'm not. Given a choice between a beautiful woman that I can build my life with and a beautiful transgender woman, you know, formerly man, I'm going to choose the woman every time. Every time. If I know, I'm going to choose. Now, that's not to say you ain't going to marry me. You know what I mean? That's not to say you can't fool a brother, because you can. I never forget, I was in Austin, Texas, and one of my good friends from high school, he goes, hey, man, where you want to go? I said, I don't know. What's to do? He goes, well, we'll go up on 6th Street. And so, you know, we'd hang out. And I said, cool, let's do it. He goes, well, before we go, he goes, I got to take you here. Said, whatever. It was another friend of mine, two of us together. But the one friend was the one that I'd gone to see. His name is Samarian. So he goes, you got to see this. And I was like, what? And my other buddy's laughing. All of us went to high school together. Actually, we went to junior high together, but we grew up in the same town. So he goes, I got to take you to 12th Street. Or I believe it was 11th and 12th Street. If you know Austin, Texas, you know what I'm talking about. So we go there, and I'm like, okay, cool. Just so we get over to 6th Street, because I knew 6th Street was a kind of a party place. So we go up 12th Street. And so and the minute we get there, I see girls in bikinis. And I'm like, there ain't no pool around. You know, what's going on? And it's probably in the evening, at the barely beginning in the evening, but dark. And so it's probably 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. And these girls are in bikinis. And I see one leaning over a car, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. He's like, oh, dude, you got to. You wait till you see. Wait. So we turn the corner in what is this obviously a sketchy neighborhood that is filled with prostitutes. And we're going up the way, and I'm sitting there going, wow, these girls are actually out here in bikini. I mean, it wasn't like they were in normal hooker stuff. They were in bikinis. Two-piece bikinis, and I guess it's competitive there. You know? It's like, nah, I can't leave any room for doubt here. This is what you're getting here, mister. So we make the corner, turn, and there are three girls walking on the right. And I was like, kind of amazed. I was like, wow, they're actually not bad looking. I mean, they're out in bikinis. For a man, if you're not dripping out of a bikini, you're going to get about a one. You know, you get a boost of a one. If you're a 5, you go up to a 6. It's just kind of natural. Anyway, I was actually kind of, I wasn't marveling that, because I don't want you to think that, you know, these are like Victoria's Secret models. But I was like, wow, they're not bad looking girls out here working. What's the deal? And then we see three of them that really look good. I was like, wow, look at them. And my buddy goes, he's like, look at them. Like, yeah, he goes, those are dudes. I went, shut up. He goes, Kev, those are dudes. And we get close. I'm like, those are not dudes. So it's going real slow. You got to understand, because there's a lot of looky-loos. Just like us, there are people that are just cruising along. It's like looking at Christmas lights, okay? So it's going slow. Well, anyway, these three girls get in front of a truck, like two vehicles ahead of us. And, I mean, they're all three. Guys got the window, and they all they climb into the truck. We, you know, it's moving, I don't know, 2 miles an hour, and we go up about, I don't know, 3 minutes, maybe not even that. It wasn't even that long. It was probably 45 seconds to a minute, and the next thing we see, the truck lights come on, and the three of them get out. I will never forget that. And my buddy goes, see? He's like,
like, see, that dude got fooled until he got closer. But it was so funny to watch. And so, I look, at the end of the day, how are you going to tell somebody that this is what you're supposed to date a transgender person or you're transphobic? There's another. I have a friend, his name is Barry, and a very wealthy family, and he's Jewish. And we were at a big event. This has been decades ago. And Barry was like, yeah, he goes, you know, it's really funny when I met, I forget his wife's name, but he says when I, you know, it was like perfect match. He goes, she was smart. She was this. And he goes, and she was Jewish. And now, and so I immediately, you know, there was a, you know, you've been trained in liberalism. So you're thinking, well, you know, can you really say that? You know, that she's Jew. And I'm like, yeah, he's Jewish. He doesn't want to deal with the religious implications of marrying a Protestant. You know, he wants a Jewish woman. Nothing wrong with that. It didn't say she had to be white. He just said she had to be the religion of Jewish. He didn't say Israeli. So I remember hearing that, but it did spark this thing in me like, huh? You are not transphobic if you don't want to date somebody transgender. If you want to date somebody that's, you know, that you go, I want your gender to be your natural gender, that doesn't make you transphobic. That makes you normal. It's not. I know people who have no problem at all. Say, look, if it was a pretty person, you know, a person I got along with, transgender, and, you know, profess to that, there are people that have no problem with that whatsoever. They go that route. No problem. I don't look at them and go, you're strange. You're really weird. But that's just not me. You're never going to make me feel like I have to do something just because you give it a label and go, oh, you're transphobic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. There was a feminist who discovered the hard way that Haiti is indeed a crap hole. And she's not the only one. It happens all over the world. It happens every single day, multiple times a day, thousands of times, in fact. And these girls who are being led down the primrose path by leftism don't get it until it's too late. Maybe it's your daughter and she's befriended some young girl who happens to be of a different, and I'm using my finger quotes, faith. And that girl says, hey, come on by the house and hang out with us or whatever, whatever. And maybe she's somewhat new to the neighborhood or something and you don't really know the family, but the girl seems nice and everything. So she says, hey, I'm going to go over to my new friend's house. And the parents are like all trusting. Sure, no problem, Sharon. I mean, we'll see you at dinner time. Okay, have fun with your little friend and blah, 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 blah. And she goes and then she disappears. You remember the story? That's exactly what happened to a girl. She befriends a girl. She's probably 16 years old. Befriends a girl in her high school who's new to the area. The girl disappears. Beautiful little, you know, everyday sunshine Americana girl disappears. Parents can't find her. And she's across town, chained to a bed, drugged up, sex with dozens of guys a day. Part of the sex trafficking that goes on in this country. And they, I don't remember the story exactly, but they found her and recovered her. And she, I just remember her having an STD of the mouth. And of course, STD, you know, just used and abused. And all she did was befriend a girl from her school. What the left do is they make these young girls believe that life is Pollyanna. And it's just the world out there waiting for you, and it's full of fun and adventure, and there's no danger. It's not fraught with danger. Well, there are more slaves right now in the world than there were in the time of slavery in America. Where do you think they come from? Why do you think Donald Trump is cracking down on all these sexual predators that are out there? Do you think they make movies like Taken? Because Hollywood just wants to, you know, sensationalize something that isn't happening. Taken was made because people, that's what happens. Two young girls venture off to Europe, never to be found again. Mom and dad are distraught in Germany or France or wherever. Well, that's already in Europe. But in America. And guess what? Their little darling is now a piece of meat. And feminists, they aren't fighting this stuff. We're fighting. If you were fighting, these girls would be safe. They'd be safe. Because it's like me. I told you guys.
If I were president and you mess with an American under any circumstances, I'm going to bomb your crap hole into oblivion. So let's just take, for the sake of discussion, Natalie Holloway. If you didn't get the answers to Natalie Holloway, I'm just going to bomb Aruba or wherever she was captured into a, oh, Kevin, it was the Dutch, the Hollands, you know, Holland or wherever the guy was from. Okay, you're on net. You're on notice. I'm not going to let you get away. Americans are going to be the safest people in the world. You may want to jack around with a European, but I guarantee you a sex trafficker is going to go, may I see your passport? Because he's not going to mess with an American if Kevin Jackson's president. Just telling you, you look at all the stuff that goes on. Look at the things that are talked about in Hollywood, because they're going to tell you what's going on. There's no secret here. Anyway, this feminist, she took a trip to Haiti. Her name was Amanda Kajira. She's a journalist. She ended up on this humanitarian trip to Haiti, and the point of the trip was to prove to the world the myths that violence against women on the island was not a problem. She sought to prove that black men were not the savages. These Haitians were not the savages that people had been saying that from multiple sources. So Kajira's trip took a turn for the worse. However, when one of the men that she had worked to protect cornered her on the rooftop, she said the experience was more than I could bear. I begged him to stop. He afraid he would kill me. I pleaded with him to honor my commitment to Haiti, to him as a brother, in the mutual struggle for an end to our common oppression, but to no avail. He didn't care that I was a Malcolm X scholar. He told me to shut up, then slap me in my face. Overpowered, I gave up fighting halfway through the night. And guess what? He repeatedly raped her. Yeah, leftist. See, the liberal brainwashing that you receive that tells you, oh, no, these people love you. They're just misunderstood. You know, the American people, the conservatives who are telling you these types of things will happen. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, the only way you're going to survive in the world as an American is if there is a conservative running this country. Somebody like me, who's a take-no-nonsense guy. If you were to take American girls, I would go to your country. I'd say, here's the deal. If you don't produce those two American girls that have been kidnapped, I'm going to give you 2 days. If you don't produce them, you're not going to have a country. Enjoy them because you're going to be gone. They would be, let me tell you, if I were president, there would be young girls being reunited with their families by the dozens, if not the hundreds, if not the thousands. People pretend this doesn't exist. This is a big problem, folks. I'm just telling you. And this happens all over. So anyway, here's what she says. Truly, I've witnessed as a journalist and human rights advocate the many injustices inflicted upon black men in this world. Black men have every right to the anger they feel in response to their position in the global hierarchy. But their anger is misdirected. Women are not the source of their oppression. Oppressive policies and the as yet unaddressed white patriarchy, which still dominates the global stage, are. Because women, particularly women of color, are forced to bear the brunt of the black male response to the black male plight, the international community and those nations who have benefited from the oppression of colonized people have a responsibility to provide women with the protection that they need. Now, see, this is a woman who's learned nothing. She wants to blame the white patriarchy. Let me tell you something. The money that went to Haiti to help Haiti was given by white people, mostly conservatives, who really wanted to help that country. You want to know where the patriarchy and all the oppression and the colonization came in? With the Clintons. If you want to blame what happened to you on something, don't be blaming white people in general. Blame the Clintons. They're the reason why those men in Haiti said, well, we got to get something out of this. Don't be blaming us. I'm not a white dude. I'm just saying, don't be blaming conservatism. Don't be blaming all these other things. Don't be trying to deflect. You are the problem. And if she hadn't run her butt over there talking about, yeah, well, I'll prove it. What did she prove? She proved exactly what people believe. Now, are these men more prone to rape than any other culture? The answer is no. It's their situation. And the situation
if she really were to look introspectively about it, has nothing to do with conservatism. It has nothing to do with white men and patriarchal societies and all the things she described. It has to do with leftism, pure and simple. If those men were benefiting from the policies that of the Clinton administration and all the other leftists that have gone over there with the idea that they're going to help Haiti, that I'm going to help extricate Haiti from its gold and its other natural resources, and it's still going to be a crap hole when I leave. But if we were actually over there helping these people, these men would see when they would see a white woman, they'd go, "Oh, thank God somebody sent somebody else to help." They see Hillary Clinton. They see Bill. They see Chelsea. They see all the other people that came into that country and did nothing but take. And you would think this knucklehead feminist would understand this. But let me tell you, she's not the only one. There was a girl in, I think she was in Sweden, and she says, I think her name was Anna Karlstedt. She said, and here's a quote from her. "I think there are several different types of hotbeds of extremism. What we see is there's an interaction between them. It is true that the Islamic extremism is growing, but this also results from the extreme white right-wing white power movement." Then what happens? She goes over to Sweden. I mean, not Sweden. She goes over to some Islamic country, and they beat her to death, rape her and beat her to death. That's what happened to her. But guess what? No. It's white men, white oppression. If you believe that, fine. But I'm going to tell you something. To every one of the leftist women that are out there acting like holier than thou and I'm going to go save somebody, every single one of you, if you go to Haiti, you're going to get raped if you go with that attitude. If you go to, God forbid you go to the Middle East, you're not only going to get raped, you're going to get killed. It's that simple. And if you think you're going to change him, make the bad boy into the good guy, go for it. But don't come back, if you happen to get back, and blame us. Because you've been warned. See, we're realists, pragmatists. Tell you the way it is. You don't want to believe it? Go forth. Do what you do your thing, as we say. Just don't blame us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hey, how do you use Twitter? Do you, occasionally take a picture of, the little veteran down there? giving a salute? Because if you do, and you send those over to somebody via Twitter, which I don't know how you do it, but Twitter monitors that stuff. Yeah, if you know what happened to Wiener, pardon the pun, but I'm not sure whether he did it through Twitter or did it through text, but because there's sexting, but Twitter apparently has been one of these things, places where you do that. I don't even know how you do it, because if you take a picture with your phone, do you tweet? I guess you can just tweet it, right? But if you do that and you DM it, which is called a direct message to
your paramour, your lover, your, you know, seek whatever, then Twitter monitors this. If you, let me just put it to you this way. Social media is so rife with the ability to blackmail this country, it's ridiculous. I'm talking about at the highest levels. Most people, they don't care about you. You know what I mean? They don't care. You know, so-and-so put his, you know, penis picture out to such-and-such. Nobody cares. But they're monitoring it. And there was a Project Veritas thing where they literally say this. Yeah, there's a team dedicated to it. At least 300 or 400 people paid to look at pictures of penises. Pranay Singh, Twitter engineer, says, all your sex messages, all your penis pics, he uses a different word, like all the girls you've been screwing around with, they are on my server now. That's what he says of Twitter. Yeah, and people wonder why, you know, I told everybody this. Whatever you put on social media, understand there's somebody that has it and probably has a nefarious, you know, reason for keeping the data. And if they want to go after you, they're going to go back and look at something and go, here it is. Doesn't matter what it is. If you put it out there, it's out there on somebody's machine. And if given enough impetus, they can find whatever it is. So whatever you're going to put out there, know it can be recovered. And that's why I tell people all the time, if you think I'm running away from a text or whatever, I literally go into my social media with that as my credo. This could come back. Okay, bring it back. Had a, I don't know, some exchange with, I don't know who it was, some girl. You know, hey, hello. They always love the ones, hello. Because you know they're like Russians or whatever. And, hello. Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. What are you doing? I'm super busy. What do you need? Oh, I don't know. I'm looking for my soulmate. Well, you know, then you better check with my cross-dressing bisexual friend. That's a joke if you guys haven't heard my story about that. But I immediately assume you're out here trolling, trying to get me to commit to something, oh, whatever. And sometimes I play along. Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, nice breasts or whatever. You know, you happy about those? Are those yours? Did you buy them? What's the deal? You know, can I get them? Are they on sale? Is it just a 2-for-1 or a 3-for-1? What do you do? If you bring a friend, is there a bring a friend day? I just go crazy because I presume it's going to get out there. And I want, if you're going to write a book, I want to know about it. Just let me know. I want my part. But I, you know, you just have to make that assumption. Seriously. Your emails. Right now, you guys will think I'm joking. So I went to my spam because I have to delete it because I'm always at the limit. I have too much email. And I had to delete it. And there were probably 5 messages from friends of mine whose websites had been hacked. Whose email had been hacked. At least 5. I could see the name with the, you know, the gibberish web link that they want somebody to click over to that's going to get you to Russia or, you know, Vietnam or whatever, Nigeria, whatever crap hole country that's trying to rip us off. And I just went, wow, so, you know, Joe got hacked and this guy got hacked, this guy got hacked. Most of them are Yahoo. That's got to be the worst email. Yahoo. Because my Yahoo account used to get hacked until I changed my password to just something crazy. It used to get hacked, I don't know, once a month? Once every couple of months? Anyway, Twitter, these social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, even Google, they have a record of your entire life. They know more about you than your parents. They know more about you than your wife, your husband, your kids, your best friends combined. And they, in fact, they know more. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They know that old Chucky boy went out to, you know, look at the panty shop and he wasn't shopping for mama. You get what I'm saying? They can even attest to that because they go, well, yeah, Chuck, we understand you're going to say that you were looking for some panties for mama-san. But in fact, you went to a website for cross-dressers. Now, what's that got to do with this? I rest my case, says Google, right? That's the kind of stuff they have. No. If your name is Chuck and you happen to be a crossdresser, I don't know that much about you. It's just a guess, okay? But you get what I'm saying, folks?
These people are monitoring you. They are making suckers out of each and every one of us. This guy went on to say, everything you send is stored on my server. You can't blink delete it. You can't blinking delete it. It's already on my server. He says, Twitter stores your private data to sell to advertisers, and they make a virtual profile about you. They literally go, okay, so Kevin is planning a trip to this. He's flying here. He's doing this, that, and the other. And they, everything you tweet, it kind of says, okay, he's a staunch conservative. Here you go, Jelly Belly. I do happen to like some Jelly Belly jelly beans. Woo, I do. So they'll send it to the person that you're, you know, the group of people, the advertisers. The suit you wear, the ties you wear, whatever. It's all going to those people, and they'll target you. It follows you around. It's your cookie. But it's worse than that. It's persistent. It'll follow you on your cell phone. It's part of your life. You remember that scene from Minority Report where Tom Cruise walks into a thing and it identifies him, and then it, you know, immediately starts catering to him as he's walking by the monitors. That's what they're talking about. Says you're paying for the right to use our website with your data, basically. You leak way more information than you think. He says, like, if you go on Twitter for the first time, we have information about you. And then he gets asked, well, how would you protect people if this power fell into the wrong hands? He says, you don't. That's what the former Twitter engineer, a guy named Conrado Miranda, said. There is no way. Once we have you, you're done. Then people wonder why I built teapartycommunity.org. Because I'm not going to take advantage of you. I don't care what, all I care about is we're an activist group that goes out and destroys the left. But other than that, your messages are your own. You know, I'm not here to play police over, you know, you wanting to, you know, buy your panties, Chuck. Go for it. Unbelievable. Undercover footage project released by Project Veritas is exposing these clowns. Yet again, I mean, remember, I was part of the expose of the Acorn thing, and it was done by the same guy, James O'Keefe, at Project Veritas. And I just remember feeling like a part of history. I didn't do it. James shot the video with Hannah Giles, and the rest is history, as they say. I ended up on Glenn Beck because of Breitbart talking about it. And Project Veritas is now its own entity. It no longer needs, Andrew got them started, and now it's its own thing, and it's exposing the left for who they are. Undercover videos of everything. And the way that they're infiltrating has been masterful. He says, the footage features four current Twitter software engineers, Conrado Miranda, Clay Haynes, Pranay Singh, and Mihai Alexandru Flurea. You would think with names like that, these people would be so ecstatic about being in America, part of America. I know you're assuming that they're doing, well, look, I'm looking at these names going, these are not American names. These are first generation, second at best, expatriates from other countries, mostly India. In one case, maybe Conrado Miranda, maybe he's, from Spain, but they've come here to be part of the American fabric. And instead of embracing that, they're underhandedly dealing with the bigger, big part of the country. And by the way, the part of the country that makes this country what it is, it makes it great. You and me. Teams dedicated to looking for extortionable materials on folks. Remember the person who cut off President Trump's Twitter page for even whatever length of time? You can bet that they have dedicated people at Twitter who do nothing except wait on President Trump to tweet and to get his data, or when he deletes a tweet. You can bet your money on it. How sick are these people? Paid to look at pictures of penises so they can potentially extort people.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.